Okay, let's try this. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear us?
How about now? Now?
Now?
Now?
Now?
Or now?
God damn it, now?
Now?
God damn it!
Because we have stories and stuff. Oh, you hear us!
Yay!
Yay!
I'm like, oh my God.
You can hear us. It was a setting on the microphone. Yes, now. Now.
Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
Hi.
So we're both here.
I know. It's crazy.
Yes. Cannibal, that's true. One or two?
Testes?
One. I like testes.
One or two? Or three?
So, Miss Phoenix came to my hotel room. And she brought her, everything.
My everything.
Her everything. Oh. And we had a little pizza.
Oh my God. We're totally having a pizza party right now, and it's kind of amazing. So, as some of you may know, my 22nd birthday is on Sunday. And so my friends surprised me. Well, not surprised me. I kind of knew already. With a trip down to Miami, and I knew that Empress Delia was going to be here. And so I'm staying at, like, a shitty hostel. And she's staying at, like, this plush-ass hotel. So I'm like,
I am.
So I was like, okay, do you come to my shitty hostel and we do cock radio? Or do I come to your plush hotel and order room service? Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Miami Beach was the way to be. I'm on Miami Beach. It's beyond, beyond.
Yeah, a hostel cookie. I mean, dude, like, I, college girl, remember, college girl, hostel, yeah.
We have a mini bar in the walk-in closet in this room, and the lovely Miss Phoenix kind of walked in and went, whoa.
So I'm drinking out of her mini bar right now.
She is.
And I'm...
You can crack that open, okay, it's okay.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm so excited. I've never been treated like a princess before, but...
I'm treating her like a princess.
Yeah, you are. I feel like a princess, and she's like my fairy queen or something. I don't know.
That, you know what, Figgy Newton? I have seen the Hostels movies, too, and that's why I said come over here, because I wasn't going to where she was. So, yeah. No plastic sheeting on the floors, Cannibal. Absolutely not. There is kale salad.
Oh, yeah.
She got the pizza, and I ordered kale salad because if you guys listened to my mistress interview with Constance back, I don't know, a few weeks ago, oh, my God, I love salad, and they have a kale salad here.
You're a kale salad whore, is what you are.
I love the kale.
I'm like, dude, I want pizza, and she's like, I just want a salad. I'm like, I eat salad all the time. And she's like, me too, but I want it now. And I'm like, no, I want pizza. So
we compromised.
Pizza. We compromised. Pizza and salad.
Both.
Yeah, and then I rated her mini bar for beer.
That's
so.
Right. Fucking hail kale. Yes, I am a kale salad whore. I love kale. It's probably my favorite vegetable. And they made at the place that, yes, there is such a thing, Figgy Newton. No kale on the pizza. Pepperoni and artichoke hearts for this one.
Pepperoni and artichoke hearts. And the artichoke...
I had a slice.
It was so amazing. I mean, it's still really good. I'm nibbling on a bite, on a piece right now.
Yeah, she nibbles very well.
Stop watching me eat. Oh my God, I'm so nervous with Delia here. She's like the best thing ever. Like,
aww.
You are. I can't stop smiling. I can't stop kissing your face. I love kissing your face.
She's a good kisser, by the way. I say with a mouth of kale. So it's just kind of funny that we both happened to be in Miami at the same time. It was very, very interesting. Hey, Chocolate Kurt.
Hey,
Kurt. Castaway.
And hey, Casty.
All right. So we were both, and so we made these plans to meet, and she came up and brought a few things, including a strap-on.
Mm-hmm.
So... Hello, Romantic Chastity. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
But we had some fun. We had some fun today. So, you guys want to hear a Miami song?
I know Jemay wants to hear a Miami song. Like, Jemay loves
Jemay.
Yeah, I don't call Jimmy Jimmy. I call Jimmy Jemay.
It sounds very French.
It's very French, and it's very, it's, well, Jemay's a classy whore now. Jemay's in training to be a classy whore.
I'm a kale whore, and she's a classy whore.
Mm-hmm. I like whores in my life, apparently. Mm. It's all about the whores.
Mm. I'm crunching kale, because I thought we were going to music. Mm. I am. All right.
I can't.
Let's go to music.
All right, we're going to music.
Miami music.
Hey.
So, yeah, we're all about that bass. Hi, Romantic Chastity. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Romantic Chastity. $12 for a beer. Yes. Well, that's how much this beer cost from out of Delia's mini bar.
Yes.
It actually was $14.
But it's her birthday, so I'm treating her.
Yeah, well, she started out with a bottle of champagne, which was awesome when mm-hmm. we were around the pool area.
Yes.
Her pool is way better than my hostel pool, by the way. And there's a lot of topless girls around the pool, which some
it's,
of you...
It's clothing optional here.
Yeah. Which was pretty interesting, especially for me. Those of you that know me know how curious I am about being with a woman.
Mm.
Something I've
the
never done.
The night is young.
Stop it.
You should see her blush.
My face hurts.
She's blushing.
Oh my god.
But, you know.
You need to stop it.
Mm-mm. She might have seen my breasts today.
I did see your breasts today. I didn't might have seen your breasts today. I totally saw your breasts today.
I was teasing.
You were teasing.
No, no, cannibal, no. Nothing about me is plastic and non-biodegradable. All natural. Let's have a lick fest tonight, Romantic Chastity. You're so naughty, and I hope so.
I like lick fest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also bubbly on champagne and now drinking beer, so I'll probably lick anything at this point.
My toes.
Ooh.
Mm.
I've never sucked or licked anyone's toes before.
It's just kinky.
Hmm.
Cannibal, you know that. You know that, I think.
Mm. We're both natural, totally natural. I never get anything plastic here. And I can totally tell you about Delia's tits. They are not plastic at all. Wait a minute, you told me I can touch your breasts earlier.
Yes, you can feel
can
them.
Can I?
You can, of course. Ooh.
This is so weird. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Jemay, there's a hidden hotel camera here.
I hope there is in the fan.
You're looking up. You're looking
I'm
up.
I'm looking. Wait a minute. Where did Jemay put the camera?
Jemay, where did you put the camera? Like, we're looking around the hotel room.
I don't even know.
Oh my god, it's a king size bed, by the way, guys.
It's a big bed. It's really gorgeous here.
It's a big goddamn bed.
Uh huh.
I just want to roll around the bed, actually.
Now, cover them titties in baby oil. Let's get fapping.
Wait, what is fapping?
Masturbating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See? I have so much to learn
You're
from
so
you.
You're so innocent. She's so innocent.
Oh, wise one.
I really bet she's a virgin. Maybe I should help her. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm not a virgin, but I am a virgin to a lot of things. It's one of the things I have never done before. I've never had my toes sucked before. And I've never sucked someone else's toes.
That's very interesting.
Hmm. It is Friday
so,
night.
So, Castaway, have you seen my new pictures? Because you said, based on my pics, I have some real fun bags. I do.
Yeah, she does.
I do.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty awesome. I even saw Areola today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she realized that I saw them. She likes to go topless. This one.
Well, it's a clothing optional.
You keep saying that all you want to, but you like to go.
I'm trying to get her to go clothing optional.
I'm a little shy about going topless completely.
Mm-hmm. This is true, Jemmy. So, so, so true. I love it. I love it.
Figgy Newton, you are not a virgin. That is BS. I call bullshit.
Do you really?
It is Lisa. Cliffhanger. Clothing. Dun, dun, dun!
But what I will say, is that when we were at the beach, we were absolutely admiring the bodies.
Oh my god, yes.
The gorgeous, what I noticed was gorgeous asses. Oh god, Miss Lisa, optional gotcha. So, oh yeah. So it was just, I mean, there are a lot of gorgeous butts around here. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Although there was one point where, okay, gorgeous asses on men and women, you know? But there was one point where we were like, which ones are real and which ones are fake? Because you would walk by, like, a clothing store, and even the mannequins would have these bubble butts. Like, these random, like, weird-shaped bubble butts.
I think they're gorgeous bubble butts.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know if it's like this Brazilian kind of vibe that's going on here or what.
I would love a rounder butt.
What? Your butt is so cute, though.
So maybe we should play All About That Bass. It's like a good segue at this point, I think. Butts and boobies.
Butts and boobies.
All right, I'm going to eat some more kale. And
kale whore.
Yeah, I know. Total kale whore. Oh, Figgy has a nice bee butt. I love it. All right, so All About That Bass. We'll be back after more kale.
More kale.
No trouble. Okay, we're back. We're back together.
I started eating some of my salad.
She did.
It's actually good. It's really good. I think she's trying to take advantage of me by letting me raid her mini bar.
I mean, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Come on, everyone. You can't say any... Oh, kale nachos with extra pine nuts and arugula. That sounds like a good salad.
It does. Yes, Miss Lisa, jinx for sure. Oh, wait, Joseph is scared? Wait, what, hiding? Why are you hiding, Joseph? If you're hiding from Mrs. Brighton, that makes sense because that one...
She's a sexy one.
Yes, she is. And Miss Lisa is here too. Oh my god. The legs on that one.
They are gorgeous.
Oh my god. Okay. Let me put the inner lesbian back in its cage.
That's a good idea.
Because I do have a sexy creature in front of me right now.
Yes, that's true.
I'm dying here. I'm dying.
Hold on. I have my water. Now, I want all of you to know, what am I drinking?
Water.
Perrier.
Yeah, Perrier. Sparkling.
With a lemon wedge.
Little lemon. You're so fancy. Sparkling water with a lemon wedge.
So don't worry. I promise to keep the lovely Miss Phoenix quite safe. I will take very good care of her because I don't drink.
Yeah, she's my sober companion.
I am. And I'm going to make sure that she sleeps over.
I didn't come over with pajamas.
Even though you would, you don't need pajamas.
I just have my bathing, I'm wearing a bathing suit and like a, I guess this is like a, what is it?
Is Jack in the room? That's a really good question, Romantic Chastity. Jack actually is out at the pool right now. Because we wanted to have some fun, so, you know.
Yeah.
Jack, you know, he wasn't here for the show. He's not here for the show.
Mm-mm.
But he is in the room tonight. Things could happen.
Also because, another hottie.
Yeah. Another hottie, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Phoenix was a little bit curious about some of the things that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she... Did you borrow that strap on, or is that yours? Yeah,
no, it's my friend Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Let me borrow her harness. And some of you may know that I recently purchased a dildo named Jack. oddly enough, which was a crazy conversation earlier over lunch, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, it was a little bit confusing.
Yeah, it was confusing.
You want to fuck Jack with Jack?
Mm-hmm. So I have my friend Steffi's harness, and I have my 9-inch dildo Jack. And so, yeah. And then there's also Jack, so there's Jack and Jack.
Oh, romantic chastity. We didn't cuckold Jack yet.
Not yet.
No, no St. Andrew's Cross, but I do have a flogger. Did I show you my flogger?
No, you didn't.
Excuse me.
Wait, do you want me to grab it from out of... Is it in the closet over there?
No. It's in the little bag over here.
Okay.
On the side of me.
Okay, let me go see.
No. Okay. I'll show you.
Okay. Show me after?
Should... Oh, okay. You know what we should tell them about? The statues that we saw.
Oh, my God.
Okay. When we went into Miami. In Miami,
yeah.
So what do you guys think? Should we spit roast Jack?
Wait, what is spit roasting?
You need another sip of your beer, my dear. Okay, spit roasting is when you get a strap-on in the mouth and a strap-on in the ass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack is going to be maybe getting some Jack, and maybe we'll let him jack off.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Jack off uh-huh. Jack?
Okay, so, a story.
Okay.
We were walking in... We were off the beach in Miami. We took an Uber.
Yeah. And was that Bayside or... Was that Bayside?
Biscayne.
Biscayne Boulevard, or something like that, yeah.
Biscayne Boulevard. And, cannibal. Of course he is. And so there's this... I'm going to have to post these pictures on Enchantrix Empire. So you guys who are actually here, I'm going to start a Miami or cruise photo gallery probably when I get home on Saturday night, so probably Sunday. And yeah, so there were these big statues.
Yeah, these big, like, black statues of a guy and a woman.
Mm-hmm. And the penis was so small.
It was like the smallest penis on this big, burly statue thingy. It's so weird. But we thought of some of you.
This was the laugh that she gave. She didn't have a beer in her.
No.
And we were just walking past these. And it's a beautiful artistic display. But of course, both of our minds immediately went to, look at those tiny penises.
I know, so tiny.
So tiny. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. They were so small. I mean, like, okay. When you see the pictures, you'll totally understand why I keep laughing at it. Because I've never seen a penis so small in my life. And I mean, on a human or on a statue, nonetheless. Which we proceeded to take pictures of the statue. But it also had a sign next to it that said, don't touch or whatever. So it was hard to...
So it's not like I could have taken a picture of the lovely Miss Phoenix fondling the penis.
Yeah.
That was probably, what, 8 feet off the ground?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was very hard. We were trying to accomplish that. But it really sucked that it didn't happen.
Finish my kale.
Yay!
Woo!
All right, give me a kale kiss.
Okay, I'll kiss. All right. Let's tell them what we don't like. And I'll think? Kiss you. Okay. I'm going to go kiss Miss Phoenix now.
I want a kale kiss.
Oh.
I want a kale kiss now.
Oh. Hey, have you guys heard a thing that we've been saying?
What happened?
Oh, I think that I maybe didn't unmute the mic.
Oh, really? There was no sound the whole time? Oh, wait, no. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. We were talking the whole time about the small penis statue and... Oh, my God.
Oh, because I was going to talk about the thing. So did you guys... Oh, the past 2 minutes. So did you hear about the statues? The sound
the
of silence. You know the song? I'm impressed.
I do. I won't tell you how I know that song.
Okay. Well, I will write up the statues.
No, but very quickly, we went to... I kept thinking it was Bayside, but she just corrected me. It was Biscayne Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And they had these huge black statues of a man and a woman. And, I mean, huge, like, burly statues.
Like, I don't know, 20 feet tall?
Yeah.
Eight or so feet wide? And the penis was, like, 3 inches.
Yeah.
So, a micro penis. I will post them up in Enchantrix Empire.
Little tiny ginger cocks.
Teeny, teeny, tiny.
Like, ginger penises. It's so crazy. And I tried to, like, climb over to take a picture with it. But security was like, no, and there's also a sign that's like, you can't touch the penis, like, not the penis, but the statue.
Oh, Miss Lisa, smaller than the statue of David because it's so out of proportion.
Yeah, when you see these pictures, you'll understand. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll totally,
and
totally.
Figgy Newton, honey, I guess this song is for you if you think 3 inches is average. We'll be back.
It's average? No.
No. I've never seen just that. No.
Oh, my God.
Do not touch the ginger bean.
No ginger bean.
Okay, I unmuted the mic. Go to the light, Jimmy. Go to the light.
Jimmy's going to the light. Jimmy. 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 Yay, we're back. Thank you, Mistress Brighton, for making sure we're on top of our game over here. I'm a little too buzzed to be on top of it, but my beautiful...
I'm not too buzzed be on top of Miss Phoenix.
Oh, my God. Okay, I've been groping...
I love making her blush.
Oh, my God, she's been groping me. And I don't know what to do. I don't know where to put my hands or how to position my body right now. It's like, we're sitting...
Don't worry.
Stop.
I'll take good care of positioning you and putting your hands in different places.
Stop it.
Showing you exactly what to do with those hands.
You are the worst.
Fingers.
Stop.
I'll show you on you. I'll demonstrate on you what feels good. See, and then you can tell me what feels good, and I can tell everyone what feels good on you.
Your hands are very soft, mm-hmm. I will say that.
Yes, it's my moisturizer. It's wonderful. I'll let you use some. Better yet, I can rub it all over your body. After all, we don't want the salt water to dry your skin.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, do you want to put some on my legs?
Mm.
Here, while we're sitting here.
Yeah. Okay. Give me those legs.
Okay. Let me...
Stop.
That tickles a little.
But it feels so good. You have such warm, wonderful skin. Oh, yeah. This is very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Ooh, you're getting goosebumps.
Stop.
Do you have a little ticklish spot here on your knees?
Actually.
Oh,
stop
my
doing
goodness.
That.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's nice. Oh, my, oh, my.
Oh, my God, okay.
Oh, Cannibal, do you have to leave? Oh, Castaway, yes. Miss Phoenix's goosebumps have goosebumps. Good night, Cannibal.
I'm glad you're reading because my eyes are like closed.
I know, I glanced and saw. Eyes are closed and I'm only working on her legs. Not even her thighs yet, just her calves. But they're so nice. Oh, Miss Brighton has goosebumps for your goosebumps.
Oh my God. It would be amazing if Bri was here too. Delia. Ooh, and Miss Lisa. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to just lay here while your hands are on
you
my cat.
You
just
calf. Relax.
Okay.
You just relax.
This is nice.
Oh, that
I'm
is
I'm sorry
very
for laughing
nice.
So much.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'll take good care of you. Ooh, Miss Brighton, do you want to roll someone in kale and just eat them all up?
My God. What is happening?
That would be my fingers on your inner thigh. That's what's happening.
Oh my god.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Okay, wait, your hand. Wait, okay, wait.
I'm not going to put it anywhere
okay.
that you don't want it to go. See everyone safe, sane, and consensual.
You were so safe and so sane, and this is totally consensual. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm more nervous because there's other people here with us right
That's
now.
That's true. You know what we can do? We can put on a song, though.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, if you put on a song, then...
All right.
Then you can touch up higher.
Uh-huh. Feels like the first time. Stop. Feels like the very first time.
Oh my god.
Singing is not my forte. It
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just put your hand there.
Oh. Wow. That was a fun little musical break. Yeah.
I really don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really don't know what to say right now.
I have really nice fingers.
Yeah, you do.
I think is what she, Yeah. I think Phoenix is really going to like tonight.
Oh, it is a slumber party night.
It is a slumber party.
A pajama optional slumber party night.
Thank you, Miss Brighton. And by the way, I didn't bring pajamas, so I won't be wearing any.
I'm not either.
Oh my god, that's great. So we have a smoking avatar? That's cool. Oh yeah. Slumber party. Slumber party. Think of this as a learning experience.
I think that's what this is. Mm-hmm. I think this is a little lesson in exploring my sexuality a bit.
Yes, sexual exploration, because everyone knows, every now and again, and I said this in my mistress interview, so you know it's true, that, from time to time, I like to enjoy a woman, and that's true. And that's very appropriate to tonight. I think that's where the night is leading. Just saying.
Stop doing that. Stop touching my leg like that while you're talking.
I'm running my fingers on my left hand, you know, kind of on Miss Phoenix's, just the back of her calf and right under her knee. So the goosebumps are there.
You are so wrong for doing this on the radio right now.
I know. Well, you know, there was a time on the radio when I just teased Jack for the entire hour.
Really? Mm-hmm. We should get Jack back.
No, he's at the pool.
Yeah, no, I know. But
we'll get him back tonight. After us.
Okay.
After us, he can come in. He's being cuckolded, I think, for a little while. So, yeah.
I think the three of us can fit in that bed.
I think we could. You're hearing snoring?
You're hearing me because she keeps making me laugh. She keeps, like, putting her fingertips behind, like, my...
I do.
Like, my calf area. Mm-hmm. And that little... The little crease between the thigh and the calf area.
That sexy spot.
I can't stop laughing.
Mm-hmm. She's a little ticklish. Very sensitive skin has Phoenix. Very sensitive skin. I was saying something and I forgot what it was.
I don't know, exploring my sexuality with you?
I think something about that, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like the
idea. Oh, no, I was telling you because you weren't here then. Is Castaway still in the room? Yes, he is. Castaway would remember this and probably a few other people who were in the room at the time. There was one time when I was on Cock Radio doing a show. It was... 4 years ago maybe, and I was doing tease and denial with Jack, and you could hear the lube, you could hear me stroking him, you could hear him kind of moaning and everything, and Lieberman, are we in the same room?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And I let the, and so to finish the story and get on to us, I did let the whole room vote to see if Jack could come. So, yeah.
Yes, Ms. Lisa Jinx again.
I know. Buy her a rum and coke. I think that would work.
A rum and coke? No. No heavy alcohol.
There's rum in the mini bar.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Castaway. I have done. I think that was one of the weekly hotspots. That radio moment, that actual entire broadcast is on my begformistress.com blog. Yeah, it's on my audios tab, and it's where I went from the play party, and it also featured Mature Metal, the first one, I think. Ooh, come and coke. That could be interesting.
All right, I'm going into the mini bar, and I'm grabbing a shot of something. What should I get a shot of, guys? I mean, do I do rum, or... I can tell you exactly what's in the mini bar.
There is, can you hear me? I think they can hear you.
There is tequila, rum, there is...
Okay, we have rum, rum.
Okay. Grabbing rum.
Grabbing the rum. There's a can of Coke in there, too. You can grab it.
Okay.
Why, thank you, everyone, for the voting. You're really, really helping me tonight. Jemmy voted rum as well. So you've got the rum. Look at that. A little liquid courage. So.
See, that's what I was going for, Joseph. I thought tequila. I thought everyone would say tequila because I love taking tequila shots of tequila.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
And you do have lemon over here, so I can do a shot of tequila with
lemon. Do you want
lemon.
The tequila instead?
I think so, overall.
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting this back.
Let's do the tequila.
Let me put this back.
Okay, you all can have the rum. And Phoenix is going to have a little shot of tequila. Mmm, the yummy stuff. Rum makes her hum. I love it. Mmm. Oh, Lieberman's back. Welcome back, Lieberman. I wonder if Lieberman ever figured out if we were in the same room. Oh, I love it.
Having wine. All right, I'm going to just chug down this tequila right now.
I should take a picture of us with my cell phone.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You want me to
Ooh,
do
let's
that?
Do some selfies.
We should do a selfie. You'll have to sit really close to me.
Oh my god.
With that shit-eating grin on your face.
Oh my god. All right, wait. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can we do a selfie when I'm not like
yes.
right now?
Yeah, we can
my
do that. My hair
is like crazy.
And then when I get home, I can upload it on Enchantrix Empire.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
In a few days, like on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all right. We'll have to do that. I'm totally into
Pass
that.
Pass me one of your lemons so I can take this tequila
Here.
Really quick. All right. Thanks.
Lemon for you.
Thank you.
All right. So I think we should probably end the show because it's about that time.
About that time for what?
Stop you know, it. It's about that time.
You are the
It's
worst.
About that time.
Oh my God.
So would you guys like to hear a festive holiday song?
Yay!
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. So who would like to hear something festive and holiday-ish? Maybe I'll even sing to you. If I leave the mic on, I should be able to sing at least a verse of the song.
Oh, and you were singing this earlier, weren't you?
I was singing this earlier.
Yes. Please sing it.
Yes.
Sing it.
Okay, a festering holiday song. Okay, I think we're going to do sing it. Sing it. Yes, I think I will. Okay, everyone feel free to sing along because I know you know what it is. Or you will. I put it in Enchantrix Empire, so y'all should know it. Okay, here we go. I think I can do this at the same time.
Do it.
Sing, my little friends. What is that?
The Jemé.
Jemé. Okay, here we go. All right, ready?
I wish I knew the lyrics.
I should have made a lyrics page for you. Okay. Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you, so here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Reach for my, grab for my, pull out my cock. You can do it with ease. Just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping. My dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Okay.
I'm gonna stop now. Happy holidays, everyone.